God is the speaking word. It should be part 3. Psalm 119. I think you share the little man. That's your daddy, please. Are you? Not you. I said not you. Are you your own? Not this. I get it. I think this. Sorry. Thank you. Psalm 119:103. Psalm 119:103. How sweet are thy words unto my taste. Yea, they are sweeter than honey in my mouth. Let's read 104. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, light unto my path. Hallelujah. So the word is the purity of man. Amen, amen. The word is the purity of man. The word is the purity of man. Psalm 119:103-105. The word is the purity of man. Glory, 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 glory. Amen. If only we could just give half of the attention we set on marriage on the word of God, even the marriage would be better. Amen. Even the marriage will be better. Even the home will be better. The average 19-year-old lady, what the half of her head? Half. The whole half. And the other half, you have a school, academics. God is now in one small quadrant there. But the whole half, how will it be? How tall will it be? Which work will they be doing? How would my in-law look like? No, they look like a rat. Half, the whole half. That's why you just hear relationship seminars. Peek! They are starbucking like, tut, 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 tut. What's the difference? Sorry, pass. What are standing like in this church? No, that should be Vivian. Amen. You see couples holding hands and you say, oh, my time come. You see a fine baby on Twitter, say, like, I can't wait. I can't wait. I don't even prepare to be a good person. Just the dream. That's the point. Let's not be enter marriage and they become liability. Because you know, who will take care of me? Who are you, a patron? Patron. Amen. So such meditations takes men from the word of God and from ministry. Such meditation, it takes men from the word, takes men from the ministry. So it's foolishness to plan to go through life discarding the word. Please don't be foolish. 1 Peter 5, it's foolishness to just plan to go through life discarding the word. Most of us, we love to learn it the hard way. You want to say, oh, don't worry, let me first enjoy myself first. Let me first enjoy myself. Let me first do everything else. Then I will have time for God later. Let me first, don't worry, me too, I will call it vanity later. Have you forgotten that Solomon was not named in Hebrews 11? All the time that they spoke about in Testament, it was working. All the time. Jesus said, even a flower is more arrayed than in all his glory. That is who we are saying that. Don't worry, at least we enjoyed before he said vanity. Then let me enjoy it too. Then I'll call it vanity later. Don't be stupid. Have you forgotten the eternal irrelevance you have already sowed in those years of vanity? Don't talk like the devil. Some wasted times will never be recovered. Some wasted times can never be recovered. It will tell on you eternally. 1 Peter 5 verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Of course, remember, it's not talking about casting out of demons. It's talking about how you keep the deception of Satan far away. And that is your steadfastness. How do I keep the distraction of Satan far away? Steadfastness. Steadfast in the faith. Say steadfast. Say steadfastness in the faith is how to keep up Satan. Say an idle man is truly the devil's workshop. So that anybody that is saying, like, once you are not steadfast, once you don't occupy all your free time, all your leisure with the faith. The faith means the ministry. Once you don't occupy all your free time with the faith, I mean all your free time, you will have time for the devil. It's normal. It's just normal. You have time for the devil. Occupy your free time with the faith. You should not have any time for carnality. You should not have any time. That thing that is called hobby. What is your hobby? I don't know the meaning. All those are words invented to distract you. I'm not joking. Maybe you ask. A lot of you just waste time. Don't worry. Even we get to heaven, you know the truth. No, that heaven is eternity, okay? Your laxity, it will tell eternally. It's not it's about knowing the truth, it's about you have become the result of your disobedience or your obedience. Heaven is becoming the result of either your disobedience or your obedience. So it's not a time to know the truth, it's a time to know the consequence of your wisdom or your stupidity. It's time for reward. At least when you get to heaven, we know. No, you will not know, you will become. You will become your foolishness. Your foolishness will smell on you eternally. Praise God. Say steadfastness in the faith is how to keep the devil far away. Say again. Say steadfastness in the faith is how to keep the devil far away. Say, I have no idle time. No idle time. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mark 12. Nothing else works but steadfastness. You give the devil a foothold, you will imagine how long it will go. He will not stop in 2 kilometers. Just say, take a foot. He will not stop quickly at all. Steadfastness in the faith. Steadfastness. That's how to keep the devil far away. Just be steadfast. Always be there. Teaching, smiting, be there. Evangelism, be there. It's time to pray, be there. It's time to reach out, be there. It's time to disciplement, be there. It's time to be assessed on what you have learned. Be there. Be there. Steadfastness in the faith is how to keep the devil far away. Mark 12:28. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? 29. And Jesus answered him, the first of all commandment is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. So that would be faith in God, right? Huh? So because it's not saying you should do anything, it's saying with love. Say love with the heart. That is faith. When you say love with the heart, that's faith. You don't love your brother from the heart, so love him indeed. Are you with me? Don't love your neighbor heart. No, that one is must see the love, right? But the loving to God, where is it described? In the heart. So that would be what? Faith in God. That's faith. That's what is described there. John 6. And this is the core message of the entire scripture. Faith in God. Faith in God. That means love for men is not separated from faith in God. Love for men is not individual. It's not separated. It's not different. It's not love for men is not different from faith in God. Love for men is not isolated. Love for men is not, it's not. It's as a result of faith in God. John 6:28. Let me repeat fast. That's been fast. Who will I help now? I won't help anybody. I want to help you to sleep faster. John 6:28. Then said they unto him, what shall I do that we might walk the works of God? 29. Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he hath sent. This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he hath sent. John 14:1. So the work of God, that's faith. That's the primary faith in God. John 14:1. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Verse 5. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not where thou goest. How can we know the way? What did Jesus said? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him, and you have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it will be enough for us. Now Jesus said unto him, how have I been so long with you, and you have not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. Why are you saying, show us the Father? Verse 10. Want to go, let's read again, yes? I'm with the Father, and the Father is in me. I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me. He dwell the works. Hallelujah. So like I told you earlier, let the testimonies you have received further convince you of a good God. The testimonies that men have received should convince them of a good God that they should seek out. Testimonies are not an end in themselves. They are to lead in faith in God. That is the destination of testimonies. Faith in God. They are not an end in themselves. They are to lead you to faith in God. Psalm 78:1. They should draw you closer to faith. Testimonies should draw you closer to faith. That it does not happen daily is not enough to forget the miracles you have seen. That you don't see it daily is not enough for you to discard the ones that happened 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 3 years ago. It's for you. It's to further convince you of a good God, of a loving God, of a kind God. The testimonies is to further convince you of a God, of a life-giving God. Psalm 78, from verse 1, they should draw you closer to faith. Testimonies should draw you closer to faith. Please, Psalm 78, the first, come on. Oh, give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ear to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob. Happy, come on, you're not there. It is me, Psalm 78, from verse 5, I'm in verse 5 right now. And he appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our father, that they should let them know to their children. Say continuity. Yeah, it's of God. Come back, you don't leave this place, and all of you should go back to your old way of Christianity. That means all the years, months you have spent here is a waste of time and resources. Because I'm not speaking about myself all this while. Praise God. You don't see me tomorrow and you are back to your normal, usual way of Christianity. That means you are an hypocritical man. All this while. I know you are not. You relocate, you travel. Anywhere you go, you pick the same ministry with the same pace. Continuity. It must continue. Like I was telling you of that GO whose son was saying, as under priority, that is lack of continuity. You baptize people after you. It should not be only you. It shouldn't be only you that has this zeal of God. I will in verse 6 now, that the children to come might know them. Even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God, and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandment, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. Verse 10 to 12. Let's read together. One to go, guys. Yes. They kept not the commandment of God and refused to walk in his law. 11. And forgot his works and his wonders that he has showed them. 12. Marvelous things did. Hallelujah. The issue is they forgot. And if I ask you of things, miracles, testimonies, yeah, you'll be able to tell me 2, 3, 4, 5 that you have experienced, you have seen. Those moments, they are to further solidify your faith in God. Let me say it again, that is not every day. It's not enough for you to discard the God that did it yesterday. Mark 12. The plenty of the few miracles you have seen should also affirm to you that the word is true. It should further affirm to you that the word is true. The miracles you have seen should further affirm to you that the word is true. I say it again, the supernatural should further affirm to you that the word is true. Yes, we know the word is true. Irrespective of experiences, but the experiences you have seen should further confirm to you that the world is true. Amen. Say the word is true. The experience you have seen, the deeds, you lay hands, the word of knowledge, you gave it to somebody. I didn't understand how somebody like Isaiah, one of our friends then, that he plays keyboard, we have temple grounds, don't stop together, he just said he became an atheist. Says, are you stupid? All those years, you gave word of knowledge, and he says it's accurate. Now, so have you forgotten who you are? You didn't lay hands on somebody, you just did it like this, and the guy fell down. You don't think, is that abracadabra? How do you forget those days? Because they don't see it every day. Now say maybe all those ones just happen. You told somebody in your imagination, you told somebody this is your details, this is your house, this is your, and one day you now forgot that you did that. They should further confirm to you that the word is true. Or you say, I have this chronic headache, and you lay the hands. And in less than 10 minutes, guys say, wow, I felt relief immediately. And something that happened in the next day, in next year, and you are saying, and you have a pain somewhere in your body, and say, I pray, I didn't even know what is happening, and I'm a child of God. Are you okay? It should further confirm to you that the word is true. That's why you have memory. Memory is to think of the past. Is that some of your senses, right? Praise God. How many senses do you have? 3 or 4? 3 and a half, yeah? Yes, for listening to God's word. Eyes for reading God's word, tongue for speaking God's word, the memory for thinking, meditating, ruminating, regurgitating on God's word. How can you? There is nothing that should happen to you that should make you get to a state that I don't know if God cares. Remember the past, the outreaches, the crusade. The madmen you prayed for, people you lay hands on, the accurate word of knowledge, the prophecy with which others are doing well today. See the people who are already the fruit of your ministry. They should further confirm to you that the word is true. Say, I'm not forgetful. Say, the past are for me to see a good God working in my future. My tomorrow will be all right. Hallelujah.
Say it will be all right. Sickness will not take me down. I speak my way to victory. I serve a good God. Say, I know from experience and from the world. From experience, you know. So don't be part of complainers. You have had supernatural provisions before. First, you doubt it in your future. He cares for you. Praise God. Although it's a press word, but you don't have to join that press word. Press. The press. Just speaking. Talking about everything. Complaining about everything. You know what they have solution to? They will still complain. That's not your word. Live in a world of victory. Amen. Praise God. You live in a world of the supernatural. You live in the world of possibilities. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with she who was called barren. Why? For with God, nothing shall be impossible. I love that. He was trying to convince Mary. Say, hey, look at your cousin, Elizabeth. Say, this is the sixth month pregnancy with the lady that was called barren. No, that's just a checkmate. See the one that people are calling barren. See her stomach, 6 months. And then Mary said, okay, therefore be unto me according to your word. Praise God. So that means the ones you have seen, the ones you have saw, or whatever, you have seen, and you have saw. You have saw. Amen. To convince you of the ones to come. Praise God. Amen. Say, I only see a good future. I don't see yes on the hospital bed. It should convince you. I've seen an angel minister to me before. If it needs to happen again, it will happen again. You convince yourself. The works should convince you that the word is true. That the word can never be a lie. Hallelujah.
So go back to Matthew 12 now, 31.
The works, the good works, the ones you have seen, to be a further reason
to believe God is good, to believe God will do it again, to believe I do, I'm not to give up. If I'm to die, I will die in faith. Hallelujah. But we don't lose in faith. Amen. Praise God. Say we don't lose in faith. If you lose, that means you're not in faith. We don't lose in faith. Say, we don't lose in faith.
You don't follow that speaking word, that perverse word, that complains, weeps, laments, talk, regurgitates about the wrongs. We've got the power of God on our lips, changing situations around.
Thank you. Matthew 12? Sorry, Mark 12. Mark 12, 31 now. And the second is like... I'm talking about faith in God sincerely. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than this. And the scribe said unto him, well, master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one God, and there is none other but he. And to love him with all the heart, with all the understanding. See, understanding? That's the Lord. That's to learn of him. And with all the soul and with all the strength, and to love the neighbor as himself is more than all old what? Burnt offerings and what? Sacrifice. So I'm telling you that it's not that God is not that. You can see that the book of Hebrews was not hidden by God until the resurrection of Jesus. That was hidden. They are not studying. One key thing that the resurrection of Jesus brought in is that patience to read the Bible very well. His patience. Oh God. Not that God was, those fruit of the Spirit just came to make you calm down, read again. Because what this guy said was what the old book of Hebrews was about. And guess what? Jesus has not died yet. Amen. Praise God. So why we had revelation was more of the influence of the Spirit of the fruit of the Spirit on the apostles. Look at that letter. More of the influence of the Spirit and, oh God, more of the influence of the Spirit of the fruit on the apostles. Influence of the fruit on the apostles. Influence of the fruit on the apostles. Not that God was keeping anything. But now, people are like, okay, let me just read patiently.
The same scripture. It's not becoming bloom. Because this guy said this. Say to love the name of God is more than all the whole burnt offering. What the whole Pentateuch was based on. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. So 34, and when Jesus saw that he answered this, he said, thou art not far, hallelujah, from the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God there with me what? Is he heaven? In Christ what? Revelation. Kingdom of God there will be revelation. It must always be in context. Kingdom of God there will be revelation. You are not far from the truth of God's word. That's revelation. Thank you. So go to Romans 5 verse 5. So love for men is not based on NGO, it's based on faith. Love for men must be Christ-based. It must be based on faith. Love for men must be based on faith. Not self-motivated, not NGOs. Not NGOs, so not self-motivated. It must be based on faith. I'll be fast. Romans 5 verse 5. Happy, don't sleep. Romans 5 verse 5. And hope make it not ashamed. Because the love of God, Romans 5 verse 5, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Amen. So receiving the Holy Ghost is receiving ability to love. In the Holy Ghost, we have the ability, we can love. We love because we first love. That's in the Holy Ghost. Hope making no shame because the love of God, that's the fruit of the Spirit, shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given to us. 1 John 4:19. This is how to love. We love based on the fact that we have received the Spirit of God. We love with the strength of God, not with the strength of man. Not by girls going up and down, sharing food. And no, we love with the strength of God. That's why preaching the gospel is powerful in our sharing of love. Okay. 1 John 4:19. I will pass. We love because God first loved us. I said that earlier. We love because God first loved. That means you first receive God's love for you. So it is with that strength that you love your neighbor. If you do, you go against that protocol, that priority, please, that would be what? Self-righteousness. You want to go against that line of command, that power, that order. That would be self-righteousness. Okay, verse 21, 1 John 4:21. And this commandment hath we from him, that he who loveth God, love his brother also. He who loveth God, love his brother also. So the type of love acceptable is such love for men that stems from faith in God. The type of love acceptable of God is such love for men that stems from faith in God. That stems from faith in God. Faith of the Son. Any love preservation is self-righteousness. All your good deeds before salvation, they are filthy rags. Sorry. Filthy rags. Love before salvation is self-righteousness. Self-righteousness. I'm sorry, I didn't wish to say it, but that's the truth. Don't forget, you didn't create yourself. So man is never meant to be independent. Man is never made to be independent. Man is never made to be independent. Man is never made to be independent. Okay, where I go, I think where I go, the Lord told me, say, any love that the press promotes is not God's love. Any love that the press promotes is not God's love. Any love that is promoted by the press, is not God's love. God's love starts from the gospel. Go to Matthew 6, verse 1. You cannot learn love from the world. Cannot learn love from Satan. Cannot learn love from selfishness. You cannot learn love from self. You cannot learn love from the world, from Satan, from self. From selfishness. You can't. Okay, Matthew 6, verse 1. Any love that is being shared on screen. We are going to Jerusalem. We are not to share food. We are talking. You are collecting money from you. You have not love. Okay, Matthew 6, verse 1. Just read together from verse 1 to verse 4 without stopping. After this time, I'll wait for you. Just keep writing. I'll wait for you. Wake me up when after you're done. Wake me and Bashan is up.
Well, happy is done. Okay, Matthew 6 then. Are you Matthew 6? Okay, verse 1. She's just writing as much as she can. I'm not saying she's not trying. Okay, 1-4. Non-stop, yes, sir. Take heed that you do not your hands before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Verse 2. Therefore, when thou dwellest thy arm, do not trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the streets, on the TV. They have no glory to you. They have their reward. Let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thy arms be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee. Hallelujah. Praise God. So that is describing our attitude in giving. Our attitude. Attitude. 1 Corinthians 13 again. Our attitude. It's an attitude in showing love. It must not be for the glory, to be seen, to be amplified, to be no. Born of God, you know better than that. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 4. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not jealous. He does not sing his own praises. Now, serious. Love does not sing his own praises. It's not arrogant. It's not rude. It's not think about itself. It's not irritable. It does not keep track of wrongs. It isn't happy when injustice is done, but it's happy with the truth. Love never stops being patient, never stops believing, never stops hoping, never gives up. Amen. All these we express by speaking. Pastor Joy, what are you doing there? Go put that girl in prayer again. All these we express by speaking. Love does not know regrets. We can express good things in our speech. Somebody does something to you. Talking. Love is not given to uncontrolled speaking. Love is not given to uncontrolled speaking. Arguments, meditation on sadness, self-pity, all those things. These are the reasons why you just talk. Meditation on sadness. What happened to me in my life? Move on. Arguments, self-pity. As if you plunge yourself in that shoe, you will not only become useless to yourself, you become useless to everybody you ought to help. You won't be able to help anybody again. Useless to yourself, useless to all around you. As you plunge yourself in, it's a dish. Self-pity. Self-pity. That has killed people. Self-pity. My life. Let me be this. Thoughts of sadness will insulate you from your responsibility. You think you are the only one in the world. You think it's the only worst for you. Thoughts of sadness will insulate you from your responsibility. 1 Samuel 30. It came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziglag on third day, the Amalekites invaded his house. They took the women captives, they took his family, they went away. Verse 3, David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire. Their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. 1 Samuel 30 verse 4 now. Then David and people were lifted up, just like they want to pray. You know what they did though? They lifted up their prayer. Like, okay guys, are you ready? On your mark, set, lifted up their voice with one accord. And they wept. Yeah, and wept. Until they had no more power to weep. I'm not saying I cry too. Of course, you have seen that a few times. I think when things get to you, you cry. But what of something that is not over? And how do you know something is not over? You are alive.
Glory!
Let me ask again. How do you know something is not over? Amen. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. And verse 5. There is no solution come from crying. I've told you.
Are you with me? Ladies, you know, a lot of your peers right now, they are these have come to church now. They are busy, but lamenting. Nobody has said yes to me. I'll be sorry. Nobody has said anything to me. That's what they are doing right now, this time. You know, it's Friday night.
Yeah, lucky, because someone look at the direction. That's all. Maybe I'll be like them, right, too.
My life, why? Why is it? I look at it, I look like, you too, you are worried somebody is not following the story, you too. You too.
Wow. Well, I'm not going to the idea. Maybe I'm going to tell
her. You too, okay? EZ. You too, you are worried.
That's good. I'm sorry, nobody is looking here.
Yeah, it's just this. Once a lady just asks a guy he has kidnapped, he has moved.
I thought this thing would pass me by. So, as they are trying to do something, secretly, I say,
you didn't come in my bed. You didn't come in my bed. Actually, I'm cutting you.
Emi Lenny tie it to you. So I'm the one that people, the one that thought I cannot do any good thing like that. But now I have to see you. That's a wedding song. That if you sleep there without your eyes, that is closing again.
So, no solution in crying, weeping.
Go to ShopRite. Somebody will toast you there. Sorry, just say I told you. Come to church. Hakim is here. Take glory. Spanish is here.
Heritage is here.
Hey, Baba. No, we don't even know any. We don't even know status. Amen.
I'm glad you can see. Hallelujah. You're hiding.
Glory. Tall, dark.
So I don't know things are happening in this place, though.
Maybe where is. I think we have to read it. No, these have to know that we are actually. Bro, sorry, we are joking, eh? Bro, I'm talking about Joshua. I'm telling you, we are joking. The real Joshua. Sorry, we are joking. Oh, the man of God sent a missile to Abuja. And just return all your scripture. Oh, we are not doing exam again here. Sorry, we are joking, eh? No, guess what? I just thought of something right now. This is how you actually know that we are not doing all we are doing here for anything. I also remember, even to do common school of discipling, we fill a form, write everything. You feel this, feel that. The mitre setters, first lady is 2 cells, second one, the one you now plan to mitre, the 3 of them, when you plan to, you will feel everything. You have any form for workers in training? 2 ministers, I didn't know your full name. Oh, yeah, I didn't know your full name till now. Can I give an example? And so, what is your full name? He saw his own name. Yeah. Seriously? You know, I cannot spell his name. I can't spell his name. Anytime I put it on Facebook, it seems to be error. I just forget it. I know her full name. I didn't tell her. I did you want? Praise God. You know, my wife, at times, I just spell her son name wrongly. Not my own name, my old name. And the Lua Paul, Grace, thank you. Small changes. Let's forget happy for now.
What is Vivian's name? Full name? What is peaceful name? What is the sacrifice's full name? Annie Baba, Abi. Where is Brian Manuel's full name? Formula One. So what's Happy's full name? What, Brahushe? Hallelujah. Awesome. Awesome. That's good. Praise God. So I'm serious. This is we want to have in fact we're going to be paying tuition. Nothing for your portfolio. Yeah. Say freely have we give. Freely we give. When you write exam, freely. Yeah, no exam. Okay, thank you. Let's proceed. So I'm just saying that we should do things for the right mindset. So that anxiety, things are bad. You, who is looking? Be careful in counseling. If they let you say, pray for me, ask, please, for what? You will waste your prayer. You waste your tongue. Some people stylishly, when they pray, prior to their birthday, 7 days to go, photo shoot, 6, 5, 2 hours, almost there, 2 minutes. Birthday shower. Are you dying? What are you doing, Pia? You're not like this. That's the birthday. Side view. That's his birthday. Say the truth. Oh, walk on. You are looking for a husband. Guys, do what? Guys don't look for husband. They don't look for wife. They are around. They pick. Somebody saw my pacesetter picture. Say, Kai, Pastor, where is babe? Come on, let them. You see her. Do you know who is pacesetter? Sela. Don't know. Too deep. So, verse 5. And David's two wives are taken. All of them. And verse 6. David was greatly distressed. But people speak of stoning him. Oh, Pastor, I was writing an exam where somebody carried my bed away. You know, am I the fault? Is it my fault? She said, I don't have time for her today. So, what happened? They said they want to stone David. Is it David that took their wife? See another wrong mindset. Did they stone all the food? They are still going. At least they are not on the. How will you carry keys and be running? It's not that easy. They are still going. David is you. Is you. I will tell you. The people that took your wife, see them. It's David.
Pastor, I lost my phone and battery.
Go and connect it.
Amen. What happened? But David encouraged himself in it. That's a game changer.
God said God encouraged him. Who encouraged himself?
David.
Oh yeah, what God be doing?
Okay.
I know God, I assume God can, you know, God can see very well. God is seeing people who are still taking his wife.
You say, what is it? They have not even touched the wife. He just took her. Don't go and take her cooking one night before they carry it, before they touch her wife. Does he cry? Okay, he cry. They are touching her. And you see crying. Until he encouraged himself.
And see, and what happened? And David said unto Abiathar the priest, you know, bring me, please look at the Bible, the effort. And David encouraged, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake? Shall I? And he answered him, pursue. So these are angelic stuff. For thou shalt surely overtake all, and without fail recover all. Praise God. And he did, and he recovered. So you won't see what God can do when all you have in your head is see my life. When all you have in my life is see my, you will not. You will not see what God can do. When all you can, when all you have in your head is see my life. Write that down. That should be an exam someday. Don't worry, you have missed it. That's minus one already. So you won't see what God can do when all you have in your head is see my life. Just that's my life being, but take on see my life. Until you change your words, things don't change like that. So please. Say rather than meditate and speak about how bad things are, I will speak about how great my God is. I will speak about his power to save. I will get myself busy with the word. Hallelujah. I will get myself busy with the word. I will get myself busy with the thoughts of God. I will get myself busy with the ministry. No careless talks here. Hallelujah. Say, it can never be bad for me. Hallelujah. Say, my mouth refuse to agree that it will ever be bad for me. Hallelujah. Say, my mouth will be my greatest fan. My mouth will not work against me. Hallelujah. At least if everybody is not happy with you, let your mouth be happy with you. Let your mouth be happy with your future. 95. No careless talks here. Verse 33. It's a press word. It's not your word. You live in a world of possibilities. You live in a world of power. 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 Increase. Okay, Matthew 5:33. Again, you have heard that it has been said by them of old, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but thou shalt perform thy oath unto God. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, it is the footstool, nor by Jerusalem, it is the seat of the great king, neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou cannot make the hair white or black, except with what? You die, right? Of the year 37, but let's read 37 together, Matthew 5, 37, slowly. Be ye, ye, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than this, comment of evil. Yes, yes. Why are you swearing? Why lie? You are just, let's clamor. I'm still coming there. Clamor. Just want to prove. You want to prove your point. Yes. Say, I don't believe you. Well, I'm sorry. That's what I have to say. Praise God. Don't leave your head to prove your point. I say something on Facebook. You just be right. And plan to be right again tomorrow. There will always be opportunity to prove you are right. Hallelujah. But when you are so busy trying to prove that you are right yesterday, what will happen? You'll be wrong tomorrow. So be right today. When somebody is trying to do it, just be right again tomorrow. Just be right. Matthew 12:33.
Look here, people, they don't sleep. Matthew 12, 33. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by its fruit. O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, bringeth forth what? Good things. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure, bringeth forth. Let's read 36 together. Yes, sirs. Say unto you, every idle word and speak, you shall give account. Why? Never ask for thy words. Awesome. Hallelujah. That means your words, they will tell on you. Your words, they will define your life. If you are beginning to worry, worry will define your life. You see the power of God, you call it juju. You call it magic. You are not worried to define your life. So that thinking of always trying to prove a point. No. Point enough. Trust me, I have some secret criteria for ministers. People don't know. I catch you arguing so passionately about football. You can't be my minister. I'm sorry. It's a secret law. It's not open. Same secret. Oh, Ronaldo is better than Messi. No, Messi is better than Ronaldo. And you start talking, arguing, 128 comments on your timeline. Forget it. Just forget it. Can't serve there. See what? And Messi and Ronaldo, you're somewhere. see them. Enjoying your life. Someone is collecting 180 million naira in every week. I see maybe the small part of 180 million every week. And you are arguing that they are paying too much tax. Are you okay? Okay, let's say they pay the tax off. are you complaining that this UK, they're not serious. They are just collecting all this money on this payer. Okay, how much you remain? You are arguing. Even you don't want tax to pay. You have a, you are complaining. You are boring data to tweet, to argue about somebody that is collecting 180 million every week. This weekend now, Friday night, what will happen? A lot. 180. Are you okay? Are you okay? Do you know what I'm saying? 180 million naira. That will preach the gospel. Sorry. Just go and collect a venue where. As for wrong. Just say, guys, see, God is good, eh? Sorry, actually, those exams, they were just forgot to know that we are serious. Now we have showed to God. We have proved that we are serious. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, and Alila, can you come over right now? That's the minister of God. After you are done, Roger will come and give us a short 2 minutes confession. Amen. Confession from where we are going, from Songs of Solomon, praise God. And nobody, you know, Joshua, then it will be just seeing with the big tie. I say, Joshua, I just say, this God. God just say how to save this man. Or else he will be serious. God just have to say, God, let God save him. Amen. Go to 2 Samuel 6. Let me show you something before I close this part. So, and the more you speak, the more you must speak to further substantiate. That's the issue about clamor. Not clamor. The more you speak something, the more you must say more. You get it? You must further prove that your point is right. You are wasting your life. No, uncontrolled speaking is not of God. See, I'm not a busybody. So it's not everything that I should talk about. So there are times I see things, I keep quiet. Just keep quiet. Expand your lifespan. Just live long. Go and watch movie. Or preach up, or better, just preach. Go and preach. Go and preach.
Everybody close to me in God, they know. Anytime they are talking about that, they know I will not say anything. But if I talk, I will abuse their life from their pastor that failed on their life to their. I will abuse their generation. Suddenly, every radio station, the program is now, what should we do to pastors that sin? That was their theme for all that week. Now, you have a ministry, have you? Huh? You have a ministry now? And you have something to talk about. Homosexuals too. When I'm saying, at least I want it with consent. No, they are stupid.
Okay, 2 Samuel 6:16, and the ark of the let me read something here. And 16, and the ark of the Lord came into the city of David. And Michal's son, Saul's daughter, looked through the window and saw King David leaping at it and dancing before the Lord. And she despised him. Where does this start from? For me, you're not there. She despised him in her heart. It all starts from the heart. From the heart. 6:16, 6:17. And they brought, at least, the journey has started in your heart. Don't just keep quiet. And they brought in the ark of the Lord, I said, in place. And David offered burnt offering, peace offering. And soon, David blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. As David is blessing, we should be saying amen. Huh? You believe he's saying amen? You should be saying amen. No? See 20. And then David returned to bless his household. When he came to bless you, to be fruitful, what are you saying? And Micah, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, how glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the enemies of his servants. As one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovered himself. Why not keep it to yourself? And David said to Micah, it was before the Lord. You choose me before your father, and before all his house to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord. Therefore, will I play again before the Lord? I will do it again. All will happen. And I will be more vile than this. I will be more base than in your own sight. And of the many servants which thou hast spoken of them of my own. What happened to him, David? Therefore, why? She disdained the anointing. I can't say it's because David did not come close to her again before this day. No, I would say she disdained the anointing. She's barren. The power that you have set her free, she disdained. That means no, this is not the first day we do it. Maybe she's a singer and a dancer and everything. So she would have been doing this until the day she said it. Praise God. She disdained the man of God. She couldn't be blessed for fruitfulness. You don't have to speak. You don't have to. You, Miriam and Aaron, you saw Moses. The man, you know the Moses that told you that gave you ministry. So maybe everybody's marrying, and Moses went to Ethiopia, saw a black Africa. Yeah, the L. Some of this was done with them. Praise God. So, and this issue, as far as it's in your heart, sooner or later, it will reflect in your words and attitude. That's the point. If you allow it to be in your heart, sooner or later, it will reflect in your word and your attitude. So, also, members, workers, ministers, hear me well, be careful of those who love your personality but hate the gospel that you preach. Be careful of those who like your person. They are just like you. Oh, you're just awesome. But, let's go to church. Be careful of those people. Be careful of those people. They like your personality. They like the way you are committed, but they don't like that gospel you preach. Be careful of them. They are distractions. They are idols. They like your personality, but they don't like your zeal. They hate the gospel you preach. See, okay, so that's just like an utterance, please. Be careful of such. It's not part of the line of the message. Be careful of those who love your person. Huh? I think that's similar even to what Micah did, right? Yeah, like David. But what David is committed to, he didn't like that one, right? Be careful of such people. Thank you. So, the press world is not built on love. You say if it bleeds, then it sells. No. Talking to impress, talking to buy the heart of men is not of God. Talking to impress, talking to buy your way into the heart of people is not of God. Talking to impress is not of God. Lastly, for today, let me tell you this. It's also not a Christian thing to boast about achievements. It's not our thing to boast about achievements. It's not our thing. It's not a Christian thing at all to boast about achievements. It shows your mind is more on things than on God. It shows that your mind is more on things than on God. Boasting about things, boasting about achievement, it shows your mind is more on things than on God. James 4 verse 13. Go to now, you say, today or tomorrow, we'll go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell. James 4, let's read this together. I'm almost closing. James 4, 13. Please, or Google, or please, Matthias. Let's look. James 4, 13. Oh, glory to God. Are you there? Let's read from 13 to 17 slowly without saying happy. Let's wait for you. Happy is our happy. You know, we are going to prove to the world that everybody will serve God. Everybody can serve God. I was telling me of a peace report in a PR note. She went to preach to some people and she now met some Muslims. And now asking her questions. Maybe when she cannot answer, she will sit down. She can do that. That should give you joy. I've only joined us less than 2 months. Really picking up the zeal, pushing the gospel. They're asking her a question that she didn't understand. She will sit down. I'll come and ask. And that is after she said openly, say, ah, me, I know people preach. She went and preached. You know, if somebody just thinks, like, oh, I've donated to, giving guys 10 million, what will happen? That is not what God will celebrate. Amen. He asked for the gospel. Many people are dropping money into the offering basket or whatever. Somebody dropped plenty. The widow dropped two. Because this widow, she dropped it in a pure heart. That is what we must celebrate. I mean, a lot of times I look at people's intention. Of all my ministers, I see the reason I still celebrate all that. There's just one small thing about our heart. So the brain can be serious at that. When I just see that, I didn't just leave that. Let us up. Say the heart. Say a man with a good heart, you never go wrong far. That means you will not miss the road far. That's the point. You can meet it small, but you won't go wrong because the heart is good. The heart is, you will not go miss the road far. That's the point. That's part of my grammar. I know you studied law. Well, that's what you're not a pastor to. You get it. So let's read from verse 10. Please, so learn to identify a good heart. And you think all we do here is high score in exam? It's just on Sunday, just wait. Oh, yes, Sunday, if you do instruction, it's a bookie that is not allowed to do that until she's late and she came in smiling like she has. I'll catch you. So, you know, all we do here is not about high score. No, the acts. The acts. To be candid, when Statola was to come here, when she was coming, there was two people, same time, that were planning, that were saying that they love to come to Abuja, ladies, to learn. And one of them, I think she was, yeah, what is the guarantee I will get a job when I come? I beg you. You are not that backward. He said, we will ensure we take care of you. But I cannot guarantee. I cannot even guarantee that I'll wait. I cannot guarantee. Are you waiting for you to come and learn a girl? I'll be giving you a salary of 40K or 50K. Then you will come. And from when she started that, the first time she said that, I replied that. The second time she said this, I stopped replying. This thing, the act is not right. Praise God. Anything after then, just when you make your decision, let me know. Praise God. A good act. That's the point. A good act. None of my ministers are on salary. Hope you know. None of them is on payroll. I'm not saying we don't work in love. I'm just saying none of them went anywhere based on payroll. Even when I do something intentionally, even if my wife is going for a layout, that is the time I don't give her money. Because I don't give back the money. I don't give her money. I don't give this money. Why must your own be different, madam? Very good. Amen. That is the time I no money. Go and preach. A good heart will go. I will get the result. Praise God. No money could have done what Babika is doing in Kaduna. It's a good heart that can do it. A lot of you here, I have seen you. A lot of you here, you have that good heart. All I'm just doing is to hear this, just to be, just the canality in that I'm just doing like this every day. Just until that one go, then the heart will manifest. I God, the thing is, there. Say, God said, don't forget a good heart. I said, okay. Before again, if you just go, Holy Ghost, God said, don't worry. Yes. Praise God. As ministers, learn to find it. You can find it by the Spirit of God. It's not everything that is, of course, high score is non negotiable, but you know how to find a good heart. Praise God. Two of you, you don't have a good heart. Okay, thank you. So James 4, verse 13 to 17, we are talking about boasting. I say boasting about achievements is not of God. Boasting about who I am, who you are, what you be, who sit, don't you know who I be? You know who I am? Are you a monkey? Don't you know who I be? I just come from the US, from the States, man. I don't take shit from anybody. By the time they give, Bature, give him one. remember that thing? Bature, by the time Bature give him one, he confess, I'm from Ijewile. I don't humble you, Rani. All the ground left. He mentioned the name of his father, his mother, everybody. Don't prove yourself. Even that's what James said. He said, if you are invited to a feast, don't quickly rush to the highest seat, right? Lest worry will come and they will demote you. There's somebody that is more than you. You don't know? You don't know? Somebody that is more than you. Yeah, I went to repair one of my tires, and I saw a guy, young guy. He matched one 2018 AMG vehicle. Oh, he mashed it, the boot caught fire. When everybody's just like, you know, those cars, you can bring out smoke. So I think he has incomplete combustion or something. The boot caught fire. The guy just left the car, just stood but it was we passed that we are admiring car, having him to kill fire. The guy just, I didn't see remorse. Of course, we were able to kill the only part of the boot, bumper that burns. Thank you. Just called. Less than, because I was sitting there and I could not be waiting there for 30 minutes.
In few minutes, just see an in-law, two in-laws, just came.
Just on editing, put the car. Boom.
No remorse.
Hey, the guy, can I enter from this? That car is not less than for your head goes gaga. Like, you know, Yahoo is a small outside guy. I cannot do Yahoo. Just tiny, like we're standing, like the main version of Vivian, something like that. Just sorry, like your male version, something like that. Just tiny guy, just come. What do you have that? What do you have that someone does not have the time stand? See, you are big men.
Look, you enter my car, I will carry you somewhere. I have money. See, when Mark Zuckerberg came to Nigeria, what was he wearing?
Those teachers his money. Don't like to fool you, but see our Baba over 20K.
Oh, remember that man that we are trying to withdraw money in federal housing, and the woman was just trying to, and she was pushing. Don't you know where I parked that car there? I parked that car there. You know where I am?
Just let me go and check the car.
What the hell is that? Is it a 20, maybe a 2007? Oh, Murano, one old. That's it. Say, park that car there. I found 80 ATM.
Not even the good. It's like it's Joshua Sienna is better than that. I mean, Joshua Sienna is even better than it.
Park that car there.
So, do you have that you have not received? Praise God. Say, so we don't boast about things. That's the point.
But it's not a Christian thing. Calling your auditorium the, have you seen that 1,000 capacity? You are stupid.
I said it.
It's not a Christian thing. Don't say my church is in number 21, Abulegba Road. So, what is it? The 1 million seater capacity auditorium. Who are you posing with? For? Some people are in hell. It's not a Christian thing.
Somebody came to my house. He doesn't even know I'm not the only one. It's rented out.
A man of God. Do you remember? A man of God is. Let me add his name because a lot of you are his previous mentors and mentees.
Sorry. I've even said his name already.
And he said, hey. Emoji. You should be posting these things and be showing us on Facebook. Rented house.
You see a Igbo guy like Ibrahim, you don't know that doing normal thing and you don't know what he's commanding. His account.
They should know that we have money, we have things too. This is why they're not listening to us.
Okay.
See, this is show.
Yeah. When we are going out, I'm just saying, hey, let's enter the golf. Golf. Suddenly. There was a day.
I just entered the gate with small car, with golf.
Go. Yeah, just driving back. Carry them down.
Captain, sir. Gateman.
Estate gate.
Captain, sir. Fali Baba.
That is a stupid word. You should not follow such word. Hallelujah.
Yeah, immediately my heart just feels depressed.
Yeah. Save me. Go. You won't open your boot. Boo. The other one.
They will not even touch.
Sir. Thank you, sir. Bring something for us, sir.
Sir, don't be carried away with achievements.
That should be so called achievers. People are toasting you. Say, yeah, this guy, see the car you want me to carry me out. You forgot if he's even a half Christian or a Kwashiorkor Christian. You ask now, and you a brother in Christ will now toast you. And I say, why do you work? That's stupid. Then say, I'll say this again. You have such thoughts. You have stupidity. Rating a believer with what? It's like I was listening to Pastor Nanga a while ago. Said he was there and he was actually preaching on the Bible school and he was debunking prosperity scriptures. And people are not saying, so no show, give and give you, it's not money, it's forgiveness and mercy, This one, God shall cause all good to abound towards you. It's not, this is liberality, it's not money, Say after everybody's just doing one money inside. One week. Say one money just stood up. Well, say yes. You have heard of all these Christianities too before. You know, they just say they are preaching, going, preaching. And they will be as poor as church rats. I quote Pastor clearly. He said he doesn't know where the anger came from. He said, no, the anger is not really holy, whether it's holy or not. He says it's not sure. Just to this, what nonsense do you just say? Imagine in Bible school, just face a pastor. What nonsense do you just say? Calling a believer a church rat because of money. Shame on you. Money. I've seen somebody that argued with me. You see one face, argued. Argue and he's in Badon. First day he saw me. He said, I'm Papa, what is that? Brown man. That's him. He's already driving away. He's driving. You don't know that is his car. Good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon. I've even told him before. I said, don't worry. I said, I'm not the owner of the car. I said, the madam is at the back. I call out the madam, so he has an house down somewhere. He's like, I'm driving. Yeah, which type of life is that? Praise God. Money is not everything. Trust me, money is not everything. Actually, money is not everything. Peace, money is not everything. But Joshua is that if you are taller, money is not everything. Money is not everything. Divine calls you right now. Please, I need the help. And where are you? Or your boss at your work because he drives one new Camry. Yes, sir. Okay, sir. That mindset. Just that my honor belongs to anybody that has more cash. To be candid, I had almost 80% of, let me use the word millionaires that I have on my friend list, I blocked all of them on WhatsApp. I blocked it. Why? They hear my message to show them that you think I'm talking because I'm trying to appeal to you for me. I really have opportunities. I could have become the man that was just going to blessing people's home, doing a national linear prophet just so and the title will be coming. Because to be coming. All of them, I block them. I have never asked for help for this church from anywhere before. Please, I'm live. I have some of you, quote me. I have never asked anybody. I have people that earns millions as friends. I not go to them and say, guys, support us too, man. But the support that I cannot get from Paula, get from Henry, get from all of us, let it remain undone. Praise God. Say money is not everything. Imagine like that rich young ruler. If
is this age. They will not say, go and sell everything and follow. No. Just bring the money. Drop it and follow. Just say, take it away. Come and follow me. Are you saying, is it because Jesus does not need money for ministry? No, we need your heart first. Ministers, are you with me? When you, this is what spoiled our old church. Of course, you all know my old church. Once you see a man with charisma, a man with everything, like me, for instance, in my 2006, 2007, anytime pastor is late, he's caught up in hold up anywhere, and there is nobody to preach. With my slippers, I don't send. I will come preach here with the power. That's my sister. But when it's time for any team recognition, all those elders, and they don't know where John Christian is in the Bible. That is the recognition. Official stuff, deacon, ordination. When it's time for, let's go fishing, rock get things, part of prayer of God, he just barely you. You're doing that. Don't worry. God will push you. Go and preach. When it's time for the, don't do that. Don't relate people in church, especially in church. Don't relate people in church based on money. Are you, how many of you are here openly this Sunday? I told you, go home with your offering. Are you not there? Think you don't have any money? Ask for the sacrifice. Your church account, how much is there? You have 40K? And after tomorrow, after you have paid what you have to pay, maybe we have 10K left. That's everything, though. Praise God. And nothing comes from the east or from the west. From above. It's only Holy Ghost that came. Yeah, that day. Say, take it away. I need your heart. Don't come on church. Imagine I called for Sunday. I will not see you on Sunday. I know that Sunday. You have been doing it for the past 36 years of your life, graduation. I know it didn't help you. How do you think you want to come here and consider? Come for prayer, you didn't come. Come for this, you didn't come. Sunday, you think you want to come. Like, don't come to a workshop. Don't come. Go. Sunday, you want to come and... as you are attending first Sunday and you didn't... first Sunday, second Sunday, at the third Sunday, something to tell that this is not a place for Sundays. Praise God. Are you with me? Say money, oh, it's not everything. And we appreciate these ones that have a good heart. Whatever can come from them and from me together, we will use it to serve the Lord. Anything that cannot be done with money, our heart will do it. Praise God. At least, what is our creed? To preach the gospel, to disciple people. Hallelujah. So as long as there is more coke you can drink, if I have energy to preach, right? Praise God. You can teach people. You can type exam. Print it, write under a tree. You know where Satola writes the exam at times? You know where they write? You know where these guys study? They preach. I told you, one of their church members is one bucket. I just see that bucket anytime they ask. You want bucket always there. Just sit down. They'll keep coming. Say, good art is God's requirement. It's God's requirement. Thank you. Let's read them. Let's, so I can give you time to rest. So sorry, James chapter 4, verse 13 to 17. Okay, Stephen, please now. Please. that's become better. Okay, 13 to 17. Slowly, you want to go? Go to now. You that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city. We hammer. Continue there a year. We buy and sell. We get gain. Say hammer. It's a talk now. Say hammer. Now I'm postponing your old station until you are coming back. So, see Amma. So you are going to Amma now. Well, yes, this 14 years. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. Well, what is your life? Is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanish away. For that you also say, the Lord wills, we shall live, we shall do this and that. But now you rejoice in your what? Your boasting. All such rejoicing is
17. Slowly one to go. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not. To him is what? Say, boasting is a sin. Why must I prove that I'm better than you? It's a sin. Are you with me? Boasting is a sin. Luke 12. Sorry, last scripture. Okay. Luke 12, 16. Please, such boasting. They are sinful. They are sinful. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man. Are you there? Passion is, please. Okay, let's read together. Come on, everybody. 16. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful, and he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room to bestow my fruit. 18. I said, this will I do. Yes, I will pull down my barn. Be greater. Yeah, will I bestow my. But it's not a bad deal. See next verse. Slowly, want to go? I will say to my soul, so, save this account. And be merry. For God shall say unto him, what? Thou fool! He didn't say I will kill you. Say, if you die this night now, then who shall these things be which thou hast provided? Be raised for things, eh? Slowly, 21. Slowly, come on. So is he that laid up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. Oh God, trust me, I'm not saying you should not do well in life, but don't put your trust in things. Don't boast in things. Don't boast in things. Don't oppress people with things. Don't rely on things. Don't allow your security for life to be based on things. Jesus, is Jesus saying, thou fool? Oh, I've saved now. Now I have armor. Now I can. Now I can serve God. You will not serve God. Of that money, you will not want the digits to reduce. Somebody will tell me. Two people told me, and the third time, somebody told me something twice, the third time. I said, sir, may I respect you? Please. I don't want to insult you. Never tell me that again. Then I said, may I feel like crying? See how much we have sent you to. Anytime they are talking about retirement plan, about what to do to bring money in retirement, somebody always tell me that in my field of work, say, ah, yeah, I know how you now, you have established. You have your means of getting it once you leave work. He said the first time, I look at him. Why are you calling my means of getting money? IJ? He said, prepare. You think these people are my tool for money? As it was very, I took it very personal, but I didn't talk first time. Second time, and that instant, he said, ah, this one is a geo now. He's, I didn't talk. One time, almost with tears, I said, sir, I respect you. The things we do for ministry, it's not a retirement plan. It's not a plan to sustain us. Amen. So, you're speaking, avoid exaggerations, talking to impress. You don't have to use things to appeal to men, to use money, to use properties. That is the system of the world. They are not forever.
You are all going to leave it. Truly the word, don't get old before you realize it. It's not forever. Everything you acquire. And you say nobody must drive. Car that nobody must drive. The house that nobody rooms that nobody enters. When you are gone, they will rent it out. Don't allow things to freak you, okay? Don't be fond of meditating on them. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Please write this question down. Now I know you, all of you here, you have a priority. But outside Christ now, let me ask you, what is your next greatest pursuit in life? Let me ask you, outside Christ, what is your next greatest pursuit in life? Write the answer in your note. Then write in a bracket in front. I must always keep it in its place. It must always be the next, never the first. That thing that is next after ministry. Now all of you have ministry as a priority. What's that next thing? Anything that is that next thing, don't tell him that. You always stay here. I'm not saying you drop it all, okay? You can't drop life, you can't drop marriage, you can't drop good job. The Bible says you work, these are all part of life. What are you going to do? Stay on your lane. You are never the first, you must always remain the next. Praise God. Praise God. You hear me? You hear me, everybody? You hear me? It must always be the next, never the first. That next thing, because the next thing is actually what can easily pop up his head and overtake the first thing. Oh, glory, glory. Keep it in the shade of God. Keep it in his face. You have been delivered from that world that places extreme value on things. From that world. I think somebody has slapped somebody because somebody just rests on his car. That became a better memory in Badr. He just rested, he just put his hand on somebody's car. Hey, my car! Ha! Don't put hand on your car. You have been delivered from that world that places extreme value on things. And these are the things that the media is about, the things that sells. What moves the world must not be what moves you. So culture. As a culture, what moves the world must not move you. So as a culture, be fond less talking about material things you possess. Before talking less about the material things you possess. None of those things are eternal. God needs your mind, your thoughts, and your words. Give it to him, okay? Give it to him. God needs your what? Your mind. Pray in tongues, your thoughts, your word, your mind, your thoughts, and your words. So as before you rest right now, you will pray and keep things in their place. So what I will advise you to do, yes, you can take a sleeping position. Nobody discusses anything with anybody. But you first take a praying. Don't forget, edify assembly. Everybody, look at me. Look at my face. Edify assembly. I have done my best to teach you well. Anytime I said, let's start praying, remove the chewing gum. Just remove the chewing gum immediately. Prayer and chewing gum does not work together. Pocket it. It will spoil your pocket later. No, voila. We don't put it under the shell. Where did you catch you? Exactly, guys. It's good attitude, okay? It's time to use your mouth to God. Now, which one is? I'm going to say, Tata. Oh. Amen. So, as you'll be sleeping, I want to rest. You rest for like 2 hours or so. Then, enjoy your rest, please, okay? Because as you sleep, sleep praying, okay? I know you are tired, but also pray, then you go to bed until you sleep. No discussion? Pray in tongues, keep things in their place. Pray in tongues, maintain your increased personality. You do well in life, good things will come across your way. But my career will never be my boasting. My marriage will not be my boasting. Money will not be my boasting. Christ alone, my message, my boast, my all in all. Pray in tongues. Thank you.